Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions on, I watched a video and stuff online and paid the $69. And what does that entail after I took the test and stuff?
It provides you with a permit to recognize in over half the United States, concealed carry, really.
So I have a certificate to carry for a permit to carry a handgun, correct?
Right.
Or no?
Right.
Okay, and then how do I receive that certificate in the mail or anything to carry with me?
You're gonna receive your certificate in the mail, or if you got it. Well, let me pull up your account here so I can give you a better view. Provide me with your zip code.
95019.
95019.
Nine.
Thank you. And your name?
Melissa Grass, G-R-A-S-S.
Thank you. I just see here and verify the shipping address for me.
What was that? Sorry.
Verify the shipping address for me.
6 Holly Drive. Freedom, California, 95019.
Thank you. I do see here you just got the digital certificate. You didn't get the physical certificate. So that's going to be sent to your email. Well, that was sent to your email. And you'll just have to fill out the information that comes with it.
And then I have to pay, but it's saying I have to pay more.
Right. Because that's the certificate you've noticed you've already been through training, the process, things of that nature. Now you're paying for the resident of New Hampshire to process that and send that permit to you.
And how much is that again?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's it's $100 application fee. Charged to the state of New Hampshire to process your application.
Okay, and then
once that's done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I print that out for my email, fill that out, and send that with the $100 money order or something, or how does that work?
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. So you send that to them. They'll process that for you, create your CCW permit, and mail it out to you.
And that's a permit to carry a concealed weapon, correct?
Exactly.
So what did I pay for already?
You've paid for the training.
Okay.
Because it requires you to go through training. You know, some states require you to go through, like, either a gun safety course,
right.
Or you can do, New Hampshire, they're allowing you to do an online training course.
And that will be valid in California?
In California, let me make sure here. Make sure it's not showing California on the website. Let me see here. Bear with me a few seconds, please. It's not showing California on the site, and you're in California. It's not showing California on the site. Let me see. So I'm not really sure if it covers California or not.
Kind of pointless for me.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's not saying. I don't think it. Well, I don't want to give you any false information because it's not showing it on the site. But it's not showing it on the site, but I don't want to say no, and it does, and I don't want to say yeah, if it doesn't.
Right.
Or don't give me any false information.
How do I find out? Because if not, I mean, I spent the $69 for no reason. And I don't want to pay the $100, and I don't qualify.
Let's see here. Just give me do you mind providing me a few moments, please, so I can try to get that information for you?
Sure.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
All right. It doesn't accept California.
Okay, so that...
Unfortunately, it does. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I can do for you, I can provide you with a $30 refund for the misunderstanding. But you still can use it for over half of the country. It looks like you have to go to your local sheriff's office to get your permit for your home state. Did you want to do that, or?
I have to do what to get it for my home, for my state? What did you say?
I can provide you a $30 refund for the misunderstanding. But more than likely, you have to go to your local sheriff's office to get a permit for your home state.
Okay, I would appreciate that, yeah, because, I mean, I watched the video and took the test, but, I mean, if it's not valid in my state, it makes no sense.
Gotcha. I'll issue that refund for you.
Okay.
It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. So you're saying I have to go to the local sheriff's office and they can help me out there?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.